Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Surgical Strike Day, India's stern response to terrorism. The participants are MP Nathaniel, former Inspector General CRPF, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
भारत की तीनों सेनाएं, हमारी एयरफोर्स, हमारी आर्मी और हमारी नेवी, हमारी बॉर्डर सिक्योरिटी फोर्स BSF, भारत के अर्धसैनिक बल लगातार अलर्ट पर है। सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक और एयर स्ट्राइक के बाद अब ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंक के खिलाफ भारत की नीति है। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ने आतंक के खिलाफ लड़ाई में एक नई लकीर खींच दी है, एक नया पैमाना, न्यू नॉर्मल तय कर दिया है।
Hello and welcome to Spotlight. And we just heard Prime Minister speaking about the new normal which India has been following. 29th September is observed as Surgical Strike Day. India has conducted 3 major surgical strikes against Pakistan or Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, in response to high casualty terror attacks that targeted Indian security forces and civilians. From Uri to Balakot and now Sindoor, there has been a decisive shift in India's policy in dealing with terrorism. To talk more about it, I am now joined by Mr. MP Nathaniel, former IG CRPF. Mr. Nathaniel, welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you.
Before we dive deep into the discussion, I would like you to share your opinion on India's new approach in dealing with terrorism. How do you look at it?
In fact, after this attack, Uri and Balakot, we have been doing extremely well in the sense that there has been an immediate response. And until we give a response to all these attacks that they carry out, they are not likely to keep their mischief at bay. So it was a good thing that we started. Even the Pakistanis have learnt a lesson that they cannot continue with this kind of terrorist activities in our country. So they opened several launching bases, terrorist bases along the borders. And even now they are trying to sneak into our borders. Even 2 days back they sneaked into Kupwara area. They were neutralized by the Indian Army. So this kind of thing will deter that they will not venture to come and attack our people like that, like the way they did in Pahalgam. In fact, the attack in Pahalgam was culmination of the terrorist activities when we then took a very strong action against them. Prior to that, of course, we had been taking action, but that was the only surgical strike. We would go into their territory and finish off their bases and then return to our base. But this time through Operation Sindoor, we have proved it that we will not sit quiet, and we were able to smash all bases where they were training terrorists, recruiting terrorists, indoctrinating them and then sending them into our country. So this was a very good thing that it was done. The IAF capability was also tested, as also the capability of the Indian Army. So it has become very clear that Pakistan will not be able to stand any attack that we may launch from here, because we have the know-how, we have the equipment, we have the best of the soldiers in the Indian Army, best of the flyers in Air Force, and even Navy was ready. But such things should deter the Pakistanis from venturing into any kind of attack in future, and even their international image gets a very bad image, and that is going to prove diplomatically very bad for them, internationally also. So we have taught them a lesson, and we should now they venture to carry out such an attack again.
In fact, you spoke about India's new approach to terrorism. And here I would like to bring in focus the Surgical Strike Day that we are observing today. If we look at all the 3 surgical strikes, all these three strikes were carried out within a span of 15 days. So here I would like you to share your experience in such a short span of time, how everything gets into action as soon as you get a go-ahead.
The Prime Minister has been very liberal in giving the permission to the Indian Army to strike whenever there's an attack from the Pakistani side. But of course, even when we go in for an operation across the borders, we need to have the consent of the topmost authority of the country. We can't just cross the borders and attack them. So this kind of operation that deters the terrorists from entering into our area and then carrying out such terrorist attack on our men.
I would now like to draw your attention to India's diplomatic strike against Pakistan. You also spoke about it, a diplomatic approach which India took while dealing with Pakistan. So the first and one of the major step which India took after the Pehelgam attack was keeping the Indus Water Treaty in abeyance. So how do you look at this diplomatic approach, and what role does diplomacy play when it comes to dealing with a neighbor who is not as good as desired?
In fact, in this Indus Water Treaty, we have taken the right step by telling them that we'll stop this. But at the moment, since it is held in abeyance, it has sent a message across to the Pakistanis that if they venture into such things again, they may have more problems. And as of now, we are little liberal in the sense we do not want to deprive them of the water. But in case they continue with their strikes in our territory, then we'll be left with no choice but to take very strong measures and put them into trouble.
Now let's listen to what Prime Minister had to say while he was at the Adampur base after the Operation Sindoor.
जब हमारी फौजें nuclear blackmail की धमकी की हवा निकाल देती है, तो आकाश से पाताल तक एक ही बात गूंजती है. भारत माता की जय.
Actually underlined a very important point, and he said that we won't be scared of the nuclear threats. So how do you look at it? Because when nuclear threats come into play, a lot of other countries also get involved into it, and it is not just an affair between two nations. How do you look at it?
We are also having nuclear weapons. The Pakistanis also would be aware of it, that in case they try to act funny, then there'll be much more problem. And of course, the international diplomatic sources also come into play, and they put an end to this kind of a thing. Of course, when the threat of nuclear weapon is there, generally most countries which are not equipped with this kind of a thing may give in. But since we are in fact more powerful than them, we had the upper hand, and that way we were able to go across the borders and smash their air bases. Apart from that, we were able to smash the terrorist bases in their country. Two of them now have shifted because of the proximity to the Indian border by which our Indian army could attack them. They have now shifted their bases so that it is out of reach of our forces, because they know our forces can pinpoint and attack the places howsoever far they may be, because this place where they had earlier carried out an attack, that was about 100 kilometers away. But still we penetrated and we were able to destroy their terrorist base. So because of these attacks, now they are also cautious that in case they try any stunt with the Indians, then they'll have to face the music.
You also mentioned the scale at which the Indian Armed Forces launched an attack on the intervening night of 6th and 7th of May. And even the Pakistanis had never imagined the scale of attack. So here I would like to ask you, like, the Pakistan's mischiefs have been continuing for a very long time, but this is for the first time that India came out such vigorously and attacked the enemies, the troublemakers. So how do you look at India's shift? And Prime Minister also keeps speaking about the new normal, which is now being followed. Any act of terrorism will now be an act of war. So how do you look at it?
In fact, because of the attack carried out in Pehelgam, the people in our country were very much agitated. And that led to an action by our government. And the best thing was that it was carried out in such a surprising way that even the Pakistanis were caught unaware totally. And the surprise element is a very important factor in any war. If the surprise factor is there, the chances of you getting the victory is much more. Whereas if there's no surprise element, then they are prepared and they can retaliate at the same time. So the best thing was we kept quiet for quite some time, and suddenly one fine day we hear that on May 7th our forces went across the border, they attacked their places and then returned safely without any problem. At the same time when they tried to attack, we had our S-400 system which was in place, and because of this S-400 system we were able to ward off any attack from the Pakistani side. They must have tried, but they failed in their attempt to carry out any severe attack on the Indian side of the border.
Here, I would like to draw your attention to what the Defense Minister Rajnath Singh had to say. So first, let's listen to him and then we'll continue with the discussion.
यह समय एकजुट होकर अपनी सुरक्षा, संप्रभुता और आत्मसम्मान की रक्षा के संकल्प को और अधिक मजबूत करने का है। हमें यह याद रखना होगा कि हमारी सामाजिक और राजनीतिक एकता ही हमारी सबसे बड़ी ताकत है। आतंकवाद को समर्थन देने वालों को स्पष्ट संदेश चला गया है, भारत अपनी मातृभूमि की रक्षा करने के लिए पूरी तरह से संकल्पबद्ध।
Defense Minister has categorically put it forward that India is committed to safeguard its border and its people. Now I would like to speak to you about the Indian made weapons which were used during Operation Sindoor. So how do you look at it?
Now our country is focused on making our own weapons and other systems also, so that we are able to carry out not only our defense but also aggressively in case there is a need, like it was felt in the month of May. So indigenization is a very important factor on which the PM is laying lot of stress, and with this we'll be able to come out with lot of weaponry system, and in fact other countries also now looking towards us for importing the weapons from our country. So it is a very good sign that we have, that we are able to manufacture the kind of weaponry system which other countries also are now looking for, and we make ourselves also self-sufficient to deal with any such situation. In fact, Russia and we were depending on that for S-400, which was like a dome, and we were able to defend ourselves very well. But this kind of thing, we'll be able to do it on our own and defend ourselves without our depending on other countries also.
Since we are progressing towards the end of the episode, I would now like to speak to you about the UNGA statement of the External Affairs Minister of India, Dr. S. Jaishankar. Without even naming Pakistan, he spoke a lot about the kind of terrorism which is prevalent in the neighborhood. When it comes to multilateral forums like UNGA, how important it is to put our perspective forward and straight to other nations as well? How important it is to convey the message to the world?
It is very important that we project our image that we are not carrying out any attack just like that only. We are only retaliating so that we do not face the consequences of their attacks on our personal or in our land. So the team that had gone to different places, different countries, it had done a very good job in creating a particular image of our country that we are not the aggressors, but we are only retaliating. And we were very focused also in our retaliation. We were only focused on the military bases and the terrorist bases. We were careful enough not to carry out any attack on the civilian population. So by focusing on such things, we were able to send a message across the world that we are only focusing on the military aspect and not on any other aspect. So it was a good thing that we were able to project our image not as aggressors but as the one who are defending our own country, and as a consequence of defending, we also have to go in and attack their terrorist bases in that country.
And yesterday, India won the Asia Cup, and Prime Minister, he posted on X Operation Sindoor, that is not just on the borders, it is on the cricket field also. So how do you look at it, your parting comments on this?
Even in cricket, when we won, we have shown them that we are able to defeat them not only in the war field, but also in the field of cricket. And it goes as a clear message to them that we are far superior to them in any field that they may think of.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nathaniel, for sparing your valuable time and speaking on such an important issue on such an important day. Thank you for joining us in Akashvani today.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on Surgical Strike Day, India's Stern Response to Terrorism. The participants were MP Nathaniel, former Inspector General CRPF, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.